I rise to urge my colleagues to join me in confirming Lisa Cook to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. Dr. Cook hails from the presiding officer's home state of Georgia, grew up in Milledgeville, Georgia, where my mother's college roommate during World War II, before she moved to Washington to be part of the war effort, was a roommate of my mother from Mansfield, Georgia, as presiding officer knows, room with someone from Milledgeville, Georgia. So good small town values, Lisa Cook, good Southern values, now teaches at a great Midwestern state university with good Midwestern values. She's unquestionably qualified, an economist with many years of experience. I went to graduate of Spelman, was a Truman Scholar in England, something that very few Americans qualify for. It's a very small, elite, important program. She got her PhD at Berkeley. She brings a breadth of research and international experience on monetary policy, on banking, on financial crises. In fact, she's one of the country's leading researchers on international economic growth and innovation economics. Dr. Cook currently serves as a dual tenured professor of economics and international relations at Michigan State. She previously taught at the Kennedy School of Government. She served on the Council of Economic Advisors during the Eurozone crisis and at the Department of Treasury. She's also an historic nominee. If confirmed, she'd be the first black woman ever in the more than 100-year history of the Fed. Think about that. 1913, the Federal Reserve began, created by this body and the House of Representatives, signed by President Wilson. 109 years, seven governors on the Fed, most stay no more than 5 or 6 or 7 years. She will be the first black woman to serve on the Federal Reserve. She knows, she understands why I am thrilled about this nomination. I'm thrilled because of the diversity of gender and race, but also, maybe especially, the diversity of experience. She knows, and her recognition that workers should be at the center of our economy. She knows that workers drive our economic growth. She knows how important local communities are. She spent her formative years in the South and a significant portion of her career in the industrial Midwest. She's seen how the economy works and sometimes doesn't work so well for all different kinds of people in different parts of the country. She arrived on the campus in East Lansing, Michigan, a few years before the financial crisis. She saw its impact on the students, the professors, the entire community. She takes that with her, that experience, that knowledge, that insight to the Federal Reserve. She's made it clear, and that's an unusual thing for a Fed governor. She's made it clear she's dedicated to Fed independence. She'll uphold the Fed's dual mandate of maximum employment and price stability. Her nomination represents another example of the Biden administration's serious efforts to make the economy work for everyone, not just those at the top. That's what especially makes her an outstanding nominee. It's a critical time for the Fed. We need Dr. Cook and other qualified nominees on the job immediately to fight inflation. Dr. Cook's unquestionably qualified. She possesses bipartisan support from top economists, former Fed governors, bankers, civil rights organizations. Yet despite her broad support, a small but loud minority have wrongly claimed that she doesn't meet the standards for this position, standards that only seem to apply for certain nominees. Still, she has met, she has exceeded those high bars. She's a PhD economist, she's a tenured professor. She's sought by organizations around the world for her input, for her knowledge, for her wisdom, for her perspective. She'll bring a critical voice to the Fed, one that has been missing for far too long. I urge my colleagues to join me in supporting Dr. Lisa Cook's nomination, getting her on the board right away to help with our economic recovery. I yield the floor.